This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As I mentioned, we need to finish the Musa alayhi salam and then move on to two new prophets. And then Quran. Lots of Quran today as well. So please get your kids with you. That's the matter. Yalla, Shabab, those of you playing outside basketball, we're going to get started. Yalla, honey, yalla, yalla, let's go out, let's go out. Yalla, girls, yalla, let's go out. Let's get started. All right, I've got the prize today for the contest. I already told somebody, you know, the one who came here was his kid. There was a brother who came here with his daughter. So when I say no, it's not for everyone. When I say yes, it's yes for Yalla, Shabbat, please, Salat. Yalla, Shabbat, so go down to these, yes, we're starting now, Salat. Bismillah. Last week we said, okay, who did the homework? Remember the homework from last week? You guys, the homework, the roadmap, Musa's roadmap, nobody did it? I have the prizes, hey, don't you know, homework, when are homework? What a hada? Nobody? I got some amazing, you know, project last time. They gave it to me. It was really amazing. Went home. No homework. We know you guys forgot. You guys always bring it up. You guys did not. No. I said roadmap. Musa's roadmap. Last week. Yeah, I didn't know that. I gave somebody a yes, that. Yeah, pay it. Yeah, I bought the book. And I gave somebody candy muffins. No homework yet, huh? Nobody? Then you come up for next week. Next week, homework. What is the homework? A roadmap. Just like what you did to figure out a prophet. Moses, man, from the beginning until the end. Moses roadmap. Come on, man. Mama, are you kidding me? I'm not going to start with questions and answers. I'm going to go to Mubarak Ramadan. I'm going to go straight, finish Musa alayhi salam, and then move on to another prophet, and then that prophet quickly, and then move on to one new prophet himself. We talked about Musa alayhi salam and the story of the Baqarah. I'm fine. Well, I'm doing my best. I get queries from people. Some said speak to English. Others say because not in the Arabic. What happened to Urdu? And I'm not Jin. That's number one. I'm trying a little bit of English and a little bit of Arabic so I can please the Arab, I can please the non-Arab. So I'm trying my best. Well, why I'm trying my best? You know how many to do this to stand here is a challenge. When at the end of all these artists, you have the kids which you have to address with something that they can relate to. And then you have the parents. I also have to give them some content. And then you have the aunties and the father and the aunt. Also, you have to give them some content. We have them with the with their research. We have them with their routine. We have intellectual people. So imagine you being here, and then you have to target everyone, and everybody has to come out from here happy and clean. To help me and whatever comes, put it back in the bucket, right? You're the best. موسى عليه السلام خلاص قصة البقرة وي فينيش قصة البقرة موسى جوز باك هوم تو سيتل ويز ذا بني إسرائيل هذا موسى هي وات يو لاف هارت But he made the other Allah as though in the very beginning. رَبِّ لَا أَكُنْ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ He says, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be my back to the mujrimeen, to the criminals. Instead, I want to be able to help people. And he did. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went back to settle. فَأَشْحَى بَنِ إِسْرَائِيلَ وَخُصُوصًا أَخُوهُ هَارُونَ أَخُوهُ هَارُونَ So much so, that he stresses that relationship, I said something there, fifth and sixth. Is fifth and sixth. Only female relationship. Only female relationship. Only female relationship. Fifth and sixth. What fifth and sixth? In the Nathanshis, on Harith was that. And Harith was that. Come on, I'm not going to ask you. Harith was that. Come on. The answer is very clear. He strengthened his relationship with his brother, fifth and sixth. If I give you three means,
everybody else could. That was that.
Right? So he started his relationship with his brother. They became so close to one another. Is that six?
Yalla.
Is that six? I'm sorry, I didn't get asked them to look.
It has to do with gender. If you don't know, I pick you up.
It has to do with gender. Come on, Yanni.
Give her a hug.
Because Harun, they're so close to one another, so much so that Harun, when Prophet Muhammad was being ascended to the Isra' wal Mi'raj, where did he meet Harun? Harun was on the sixth heaven. Where was Musa? Musa was just above him in the sixth heaven. They were so close to one another. Prophet Musa. Yes or yes? So he worked with his brother. And he was so close to him. And his brother died before him. And then Musa alayhi salam, he is the one who actually buried his own brother. But here's some questions right now. What do you think was the happiest moment in him? Afrah. I don't know if you've been there. Because I'm not going to give it out of here. Huh? Afrah. 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 The happiest moment. I don't know what I mean. But the other, he called me on the phone and said, where are you? I said, what's the happiest moment you came from?
You were here. You're dead.
Say what?
Say well, back in.
Yes.
You for each other?
When he came back from Medjid and he told his brother, this was Harun, your prophet.
What an amazing news.
Huh?
I'm a Rasul. I'm a Rasul. And both of us will go and come from
who?
We're going to talk to
Sarah. Which is because the hardest moment together.
Huh?
The hardest moment together.
Is the
one. Huh? When you had to bury him?
No.
Well, the hardest moment?
Huh?
Not between them. The hardest moment.
When he
pulled him from his beard.
Yeah.
Ah. Asad.
What's
that?
Bin Musa or bin Harun.
Asad. Yes.
ايوه حاجه ها لا when they were together to cast off فرعون اصعد في جهه هي جهه لا انا ما شفت انا ما شفت انا 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 ما بشوف انا ما بشوف كيف انا ما بشوف الحلاوه هذه اوريدي ايوه اوه ما شاء الله she knew the answer ها she knew the answer ايوه the hardest moment was when they faced and confronted فرعون together that was hard No, the moment Pharaoh got the ticket, he was making the ticket, and Musa went to confront the who? Confront Musa. That was the hardest moment between them. When I was the strongest team together, the strongest, the strongest, maybe Musa or Harun, is he a man? He is a man. The strongest, the strongest. Aiyah, I'm trying to pick people who you who never spoke. Aren't they ever good? No. No, but because I'm nice. Aywa, somebody here. Aywa, has a yalla hinti. Yes. Speak on my behalf. Yeah. Well, we already said that there was a happiest moment of trying to see together. Ah. Aywa. No, the strongest scene was confronted in the distance. Lamma ma'al ma'al Together, but the Sahara, I think, was the strongest speed. Although, maybe you could be right as well, but I think, it's work, okay? It's work. But Mecca, all the way, huh? How about the mightiest moment? Hada. Hey, one more. The mightiest moment together. The mightiest moment, he said it. The mightiest. Huh? Aywa! Crossing the ocean! When they were together, first in the ocean, where in our al Bukhara from Barak, the Barak Kulu, where he took over the Abbey, Aynan. So this is the, in all the mightiest moments together. And then Musa went to perform Hajj. As Prophet Muhammad said, now we're doing good so far. We're doing good, so stay silent, please. We're doing good, stay silent. Ya Sabat, Ya Harimna, Ya Ghali, Ya Fayyid, Ya Ghalidan, Ya Bisa, Ya Bhanna. I just have all the names. Manna. Musa went to the prophets because all the prophets, all the prophets, they went to her as, because like I was saying, they went saying, Telbiya. The Prophet Muhammad says, I can hear that when you hear Musa alayhi salam making tawaf and making Telbiya. He was raising his voice with Telbiya. What was he saying? What was he saying, Telbiya? What was he saying? Okay, all of you together, what was he saying? La ilaha illallah. La sharika lak. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. That was Musa saying. Labbaik Allah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. No, because he said no. I give you. You? Why you not? Because he said no. I give her candy. Did you say first? No. Say no. No. Okay. And then something interesting happens. Allah Musa is done with his mission. He finished his mission. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. This hadith in Bukhari, by the way. That Malik al-Mahdi, in a form of a person, Musa goes, and this hadith I had to seek and read it to search to make sure that the hadith makes sense, that the hadith is authentic. If the hadith was not in Sahih Bukhari, I would not have believed in this hadith. Why? Because it says that Musa pushed Malik al-Mahdi. How can you push Malik al-Mahdi, Musa? Musa, you tell him. Musa passed that one before, remember? Musa was strong, the one he passed it, remember? He was Malik al-Mawt. When Malik al-Mawt comes to even a prophet, the Samson of his written prayer, but they would not know he was made a kidnapper. So he came, so this man entered my home, same person. So Malak al-Mawt, Allah told Malak al-Mawt, Ya Malak al-Mawt, go back to Musa and tell him to touch the bow. حَتْ يَدُوْ عَلَىٰ مَجْرِ مَجْرِ Four. But whatever hair he could touch, that the level of the earth he would live. يعني, that's a four. يعني, so I touch here. So I can see all these hair that I can touch, this is, you know, all the level of years. Whatever I can touch, yeah, this is how many hair you have here, mashallah, mashallah, a lot of hair, that's the number of years. Then men of Kedmoto, the Lord Jesus, then what's next? What's next? It will be Allah, it will be over for him. That's what happened here, the end of the year of Musa, alayhi salam. Put your hand on the back of a bull, and whatever you touch is the number of years that Musa alayhi salam will get to live. And then the unfortunate or the saddest moment when Malak al-Mawt will come to Musa, as it came to Rasulullah before, to Muhammad, as it came to Ibrahim before, as it came to Adam before, when Malak al-Mawt comes to say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna. Yamsha ayyatu rabbika kiradu shamariya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. When Musa, Malak al-Mawt came to him and then he mentioned that with Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu, or you by a righteous sword, turn out to what is the Lord, and the soul of Musa came out. Where is Musa today? Musa is in the sixth heaven, as Prophet Muhammad saw him when he was ascended into the heavens. This brought the journey, or this amazing journey of Musa. Do you know how many times he was mentioned in the Quran? Couple of Allah said Musa in the Quran, I mentioned it in the very beginning, 136 times. 136 times Musa, alayhi salam, the Nabi was mentioned the most in the Quran, from alayhi wa ala rasulina, as-salatu wa salam, ya ayyuhan nafsu al-mutma'inna. Here are some questions for the intelligent. Only for the intelligent. Questions for the intelligent. If your intelligent wants you to see my question, raise your hand, if you know the answer. Question number one. What was Musa's mission? موسى كان عنده ميشن، طبيعي كانت ذا ميشن اوف موسى، ميشن يعني بالعربي هي مهمة، موسى كان عنده مهمة، وي ثوت اباوت ذيس، أنا أتوقع هذا في الفيري بيجينينغ، حتى قطوي، موسى كان عنده مهمة from the very beginning، ها؟ لا، three missions، okay؟ three missions، ثلاث مهمات، so I'm giving you a clue، إيش هم مهمة موسى؟ three، we thought this in the very, very beginning. What was his mission? Three. Mission. Before confinement. From a plane? And what was the first one? Yeah. You have two, right? You need one. It was very bad. And number three, take the tribe from Egypt, take them where? Three, take them where? Palestine, take them to Palestine, take them to Palestine. So who knew the answer? You said two, right? Yeah, no, you said two, right? You said two. You said how many? You said nothing. You said nothing. You say, okay, Thursday, Palestine, because you said Thursday, Palestine, you get two. You said Thursday, Palestine.
I said,
يا مدرس يا امهات يا اباء. عارفين العصر
What are the four stages Musa would go through? Four stages. Remember, this is from the very beginning. Two stages. What were the four? Aywa. Four stages. There's an executive stage, part one, executive stage, part two. Before the executive stage, what was the first stage? Remember the executive stage? There's two stages, preparation. Preparation stage one, preparation stage two. The first preparation stage, when did that happen? Open it up, quick here. In the middle of what you just said, we'll come out. Preparation stage one, huh? In the palace, quick now, not on the headache. Preparation one was in the palace, huh? Ha. Preparation stage one was in the palace. Preparation stage two, where? Midian, back to our air. Midian. Execution part one, where? What are you thinking? I got protection from the palace. I am Musa. I learned, you know, I went to Midian, and I got prepared as well to become a prophet. Now, execution. Execution part one, where? What can happen? He's gone. Now, I went for the execution with the house, and then part two. You know what I'm voicing to make this matter? Preparation part two and a half, two verses of the house, and then number two, execution, taking Ben Israel out into Palestine. Right. Well, I come up the qualities of a good leader. Come up, is it easy, man? Qualities of a good leader. You all know that. What is it? Any good leader, you have to have some strength. What are the strengths of a good leader? I want to be that. You like that. I will ever. Good leader, has to be what? Good leader, stop. My fellow, I think. Good leader, a good leader is what? Great. Good leader is, trustworthy. All these words of Musa, Ali Salam, smart. Okay, smart. A good leader is patient now. When we're on it, we have to be good to be patient. Good, courtesy. Good, courtesy. Courtesy, I'm good. Okay, good, courtesy. Self control. Hey, well, that's what I do, self control. Smart. A good leader is,
No. أول طاية يعني هو بالعربي هو ذكرني the trial. Trial means hardship, which means بالعربي لا مش مصيبة حاجة ابتلاء الله يجزاك الخير. أول ابتلاء لموسى عليه السلام. أول موسى first trial the very first ابتلاء When he killed the guy.
Hey, if you know this one, I'll give you my hand. It's not this one.
When did Musa show his nobility?
Moroha.
I killed you before already. When did Musa show his manhood? It's Moroha. I don't like that.
Let me tell my wife that here.
When he was looking for the woman, he was third seat, but he left his will and his offer, and then he went and he wanted for those women, so he showed his nobility. Sallallahu all of you. Sallallahu ala Musa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think this is a lot, one more, this is the tough one. One more, that's my example. Who are the people who, okay, this one, mashallah alaykum. This one for a brother, hey. Who are the people who are doomed to be in hellfire? Then what is the كانوا حيوثم الله وبعدين أبقل الجنة. من هؤلاء؟ من هؤلاء؟ The magicians. The magicians. The magicians. In the morning, they were going to have fire. At night, they went to الجنة. خلصنا عمل. خلصنا. 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 We're going to move to coffin way. طب ممكن تكتبهم؟ لا لا هذه في long one. لا. يلا عبيدنا. يا يا لا. فكر. يا طوال طبعا احنا عملنا يا انت طيب انت موسى عليه السلام as he passed away the mission goes on pictures God Father remember this man you sat here known who was this man what have you known In England, Joshua. Who's Joshua? Joshua is? Who is he? Is that somebody who worked with Musa alayhi salam, the story of Al-Qibra? Remember? So now he teaches, oh, I can't do this. I cannot do this. That's the matter. Yes, it does. Yes, he does. Amsik alayhi salam. No, I'm not with the parents. It's not the boys, it's the parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected this man. Musa gave him the mission because Harun has that voice. But the mission still goes on because Bani Israel has not answered or they have not answered Palestine. So they need to go to Palestine. What happened was the mission of this man. And this man will come or be, not create, he will have a miracle. An amazing miracle. What is this miracle? That's what we're going to talk about quickly, then move on to Bur Dawud alayhi salam. What's going to happen to him when Musa died, Yusha ibn Nun took control. Look what Israel, he trained them. Why? We need to go to Palestine. Who's in Palestine? There is some Bedouins from Canaan, the land of the Arabs at the time, the Hanimeen. There's a Bedouin or a tribe called Al-Amalek or the Amalekites. Who are the Amalekites? Al-Iraq, the Arabic. Iraq, yani something big, huge, Iraq, right? So they used to live there. And they were very, very bad people. So the Palestinian or the Palestinian, they had to go to Palestine. And they had to have a war in order to keep those people out of Palestine. So this was the mission. The mission of Yusuf ibn Nun. So he took them to Palestine and he led them to Palestine and the Amalekites were there, the inhabitants of Palestine. So he put them under a siege for 6 months. Are you following the story? 6 months. When Israel were there, putting the Amalek into a siege. There was a big war happening between them. And then after 6 months, on a Friday, just like today, Yom HaJumu'ah, just like today. Allah is winning the war, and they're about to enter Palestine. As they're about to enter Palestine, the sun was setting. Are you following? The sun was setting. Friday, and then what goes after Friday? Yom HaFriday to what? Saturday. Saturday. So, Saturday and Friday. So, after sunset, on Friday, the day turns into what? It becomes Saturday. So now, there is a legislation. We don't fight on the day of the Sabbath. What is the Sabbath? Yom Saturday. You know, Muslims, we have Friday. These Jews, they have Saturday, which is the Sabbath. This is the day of the celebration. And then the Christians, they have Sunday. So when if the sun was setting, if the sun sets, it means that we have to stop. And then if they were to stop, you won't be able to go in, you know, inside Palestine. So to be an accident. It had to happen. What had to happen? Yes. This manual category known, he stopped time. He stopped time. What needs people to stop time? So he addressed the sun to stand still. He addressed the sun to stand still. And he stopped time. The sun and the moon moves as the sun and the moon they move. That means the moving of the time. So he stopped the time. Arthur is at 6 o'clock. And the mother is at 7:40. So at 7:40, he turns into Saturday. If it goes to 7:40, we have to stop before the fight with that. Because it's the Sabbath. The Sabbath is like, you know, for the Muslims, when they reach the Arab, today is, you know, the day of the Arab, for instance, these are our sacred months. And we have sacred lands, just like Mecca and Medina, and even of course sacred lands. So for Israel, Sabbath is a sacred time, it's a sacred day, not fighting. So he addressed the sun to stop, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his call, لَمَّ قَامَ رَأَى الشَّمْسُ أَنْ تَقِتْ فِي مَكَانِهَا. So what comes at the shams? The shams, which is the sun, stop, just so he can finish the fight and enter the fight. So Allah is kind of the only man on earth who made the sun stop. Who made the sun stop is his man called Yusha Abdul Nun alayhi salam. Remember this name. Yusha Abdul Nun alayhi salam. So because he, Allah is the answer, he's called, he told Ben Israel, Yabin Israel, enter the Qudus, Yabin Israel, the Qudus, but enter in humbleness. What is humbleness? Tawaba. Mutawadi'in means enter with your, you know, mutawadi'in, just like who? Just like Salahuddin. Just like Salahuddin when he conquered Palestine. The mutawadi'in. Just like Prophet Muhammad when he entered Mecca. The conquest of Mecca. Prophet Muhammad entered Mecca, his head down. Salahuddin when he entered Palestine, his head was down. In humbleness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked them to go to do what? He asked them to put their heads down in the court and to enter Palestine. Who is he talking to? Hana, he's kind of Amin. Benoist. Benoist. Benoist, you know them. I know them. We know them, right? Benoist. Would they listen to the prophet? No, they didn't listen. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ الْقَرْيَةَ فِي فَلَسْطِينَ هِنَا. حيث جئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا and answer in frustration وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة يا رب حط عنا خطايانا وقولوا حطة رب حط عنا خطايانا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين والصورة فقال ايه somebody who didn't speak look at it. And remember when we said, what entered in city and each city from wherever you please, this is the prophet you have known. And after the gate with humility saying, absolve us, we must forgive our sins. And what's the primary word? So what did they say? فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ If you know the answer, I give you the best chocolate in Canada. They changed the word. Instead of saying, وَقُولُوا حِفَّةً They said something else. إِنْ كَانُوا إِنْ كَانُوا إِنْ كَانُوا وَقَالُوا حِنْطَةً Did you know the answer? وَقَالُوا حِنْطَةً وَقَالُوا حِنْطَةً They said instead of saying حِفَّةً Who knew the answer? Your line to miss it? Did you know the answer? Did you know the answer? Okay, so let's try to get you the answer, but don't line to miss it. Don't line outside the message, I can try the message. Wa'adu, instead of saying Hippa, Wa'Allah, forgive our sins, they start saying Hippa. And instead of answering in Sujood, they answered it with a hand over the back. I'm going. Yani, I'm almost there. What's that noise coming from the back? Instead of saying he said these words, that they were speaking with Prophet Muhammad Sallam, who was speaking with Prophet Fatima, or Aisha, speaking with Prophet Muhammad Sallam, and then one of the Bani Qurayza was passing by, and then he said, "Assalamu alaykum, ya Muhammad. Assalamu alaykum." So Aisha, he heard that, "Wa alaykum as-salam, wa la'na, wa al-ghadab." Wa alaykum as-salam. You know, instead of, because he changed his words, they know that these words. He means to say, you curse Muhammad al-Islam. You know, so they say, instead of saying As-salamu alaykum, they said As-salamu alaykum. You know what As-salamu mean? Death. It means death. Alaykum Muhammad. So I just didn't try. What did the Prophet say, by the way? The Prophet says, Wa alaykum. Whatever you say, Wa alaykum. You know, say it to me, say it to me, say it to me, say it to me, say it to me. So if somebody says As-salamu alaykum, you alaykum as-salam, or better yet, say wa alaykum as-salam, of course, alaykum as-salam. What about this? They pass as it is, as-salamu alaykum as-salam. But these people, they said as-salamu alaykum, the Prophet said wa alaykum. And upon you, the Prophet, you know, was so angry with alaykum and the curse and the disgrace. The Prophet says, ya Aisha, did you hear what I said? Yes, ya Rasulullah. I just said wa alaykum. There is no need to be angry. I just said, wa alaykum. They wish me well. I said, wa alaykum then. So, it's like, you remember what that lady called me on the phone in the UK on that TV program. It was a TV program called Q&A, you know, in London. So, I was doing the TV, and then this teacher called on the phone. Hi there, right? Hi, wa alaykum, hi. I said, wa alaykum, hi. So, I said, wa alaykum. But I said, so they changed. I think it's just, and instead of acting as the truth, the African gets back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again wanted to punish them, and sent a part of Sa'a'a that eventually they repented, and then they went inside Palestine. Now they are in Palestine. Would they believe in their happily ever after? No, they will never believe in their happily ever after, because they will keep on deviating, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send to them another prophet. As I mentioned, you know, if you remember, 124,000 prophets, the majority were sent to Bani Israel. How many among 124,000 were us? Come, we are Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. You know, Muhammad. So these are the Arab prophets of all the 124. The majority were sent to Bani Israel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them this amazing man. I just want your heart because I want to talk about this amazing man. I'm not going to talk about the story. The story will be next week. Today is just his voice. I'm going to talk about this man and who he is. Dawood alayhi salam, one of the most amazing prophets. He's an inventor. This man is an inventor. What did he invent? You don't know the answer. What did he invent? No. What did he invent? This is a hadith reported by Bukhari from Pakistan and India. What? Iron? No, he didn't invent iron. I'm going to come with iron. What did he say? A tiller. He invented a tiller. That man, he said it first. He invented armor. We got to talk about it. Come on. Don't think I'm crazy. I'm joking. He's the man. He's the prophet for inventors. What did he invent?
Almost done. Five more things to start. If I see that you're
you will get more. If I see you just not turn around, I swear by Allah, I'm not going to give you nothing. So here, I'm watching now. What else about this man? I need Abu Musa. Do you know inshallah, inshallah ta'ala, we will see Dawood and we will hear his voice? Why? The Prophet Muhammad has been one night after he finished the Isha, and then he was walking back home, and then he passed by the house of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He passed by the house of a man by the name of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, and then he heard him reciting the Quran. The Prophet sat down and he listened to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari reciting the Quran.
You know, love.
Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك and love to those whom you love. Not only your love, also to love those whom you love. I want to love them. اللهم أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يكتبني أو يقربني لحبك and to love the actions that will make me love you. What kind of actions will make what if you were to do them, Allah will love you. Such as what? Salah, Siyam, Quran, sitting here, Sadaqa. These are the things that Allah will if you were to do them, Allah will love you. So he would say, well, Allah, make me love actions that will grant me your love. Allah will make me love actions that will grant me your love. Allah will make me love actions that will grant me your love. Allah will make you love more than love than my own self. I want to love you more than I love my own self. More than I love my own family. And more than what? He said, and I'm done. Why? He said, called why? I want your love to be more than the love of cold water. Your love, I want your love to be more than me loving cold water. Why cold water, Dawood? Because this is the dua of Dawood, and the prophet is to make this dua. Why? Next week. Next week, I don't know. God has nothing. Next week is Shabbat Ta'ala. And next week is Shabbat Sita. Yeah, I was going to call you. Where's your, when's that thing that you bought? You bought it, right?